The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
Who is ready to Beat Mix? I know I definitely am because we made it to Friday. Felt good.
Yeah, it did.
I like to jump on a Friday with you guys. Yeah. Now let's get to our contestant. We have Richard from Granite Falls. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you. Now, Steve, you need to leave.
Okay, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
What is the first name of Jimmy John's founder?
Pat.
What TV show did Private Practice spin off from?
Holy crap. I don't know. Pat.
A.C. Green was the first player to play 1,000 consecutive games in what sport?
Baseball.
No.
Hockey.
No.
Football.
No. Affecting the central nervous system of mammals, what is the common name for hydrophobia?
Hydrophobia. Jeez. Hypothermia?
No.
I don't know, pass.
Which movie's sequel featured the subtitle Road Warrior?
Mad Max.
Yes, Mariner 4 sent the first pictures of which planet back to Earth?
Pluto.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Neptune.
No. Which U.S. state is known as the Beaver State?
Beaver State. Virginia.
No.
Kansas.
No.
Montana.
No. Richard,
oh my God.
You are number one this fine Friday.
Wow.
Number one in our hearts. Steve, welcome back.
Hello.
How's that coffee going down?
Delicious.
Good, because I hope you're ready for this.
Oh, crap.
Are you ready for this?
Showtime.
What is the first name of Jimmy John's founder?
Jimmy?
Yes. What TV show did Private Practice spin off from?
Oh, crap. I don't know. ER?
No.
Grey's Anatomy?
Yes. A.C. Green was the first player to play 1,000 consecutive games in what sport?
Football.
No.
Basketball.
Yes. Affecting the central nervous system of mammals, what is the common name for hydrophobia?
Fear of swimming?
No.
Fear of water?
No.
Common name. Amphibian.
No. What movie's sequel featured the subtitle Road Warrior?
Mad Max.
Yes. Mariner 4 sent the first pictures of which planet back to Earth?
That would be Uranus, Tyron.
It would not be.
Oh, dang it. Mars?
Yes. Which U.S. state is known as the Beaver State?
Oh, our friends down south in Oregon.
That's right. In what decade did the first Legoland open?
What decade? 70s?
No.
60s?
Yes. What continent has the most countries?
Africa.
Yes. What is a shark's skeleton made of?
Skeleton made of bones?
No.
Rubber.
No, Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, and that is a big victory. 8-1.
Right on, Richard.
Richard,
how about we give you the weekend to kind of think things over, maybe have some fish, some brain food, and we give you an opportunity to redeem yourself on Monday?
That'd be great.
Let's do it. All right, we'll get your number. We'll put you on hold.
Yeah, Richard, thank you so much for giving it your best.
As you just hung up on him.
I think we have his number.
Okay, okay. We do.
We do have his number.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Poor
one,
Richard.
One? Come on. He can do better than that.
Well, neither of you knew that it affects the central nervous system of mammals. It is hydrophobia, better known as rabies. Oh. And then a shark's skeleton is made of cartilage.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, congratulations on your big victory.
I was nervous that entire game. This is the first time you had me duped. I thought for sure Richard did well.
I punked you real good.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
The website Screenland put together a list of classic rock songs that have some pretty wild backstories that you might not be aware of.
I know, I saw in the headlines that it's like mind-blowing stories about classic rock songs. And I'll be honest, when I was looking through some of these, my mind was actually blown by some of these stories.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Some of these songs drew inspiration from horror or trauma, wild psychedelic experiments, things of that nature.
Movies.
Yeah, here are a couple of the examples.
Barracuda.
I mean, arguably one of the most well-known Heart songs.
It's my favorite of all. I'm not a huge Heart fan. I'm not like anti-Heart, but when I hear this song, no matter how many times I've heard it, I still love it. I did not know the meaning behind this song, though.
Apparently, their record label did this publicity stunt where they were implying that the sisters were having an incestuous affair. And so this was their response at the music industry exploiting them and kind of giving them the big F you.
It's crazy because some of the lyrics are about like lying and you got, you know, I never paid attention to the lyrics until I heard about this story and I'm like, damn. In a weird way, as awful as it is that they were accused of that, it inspired their greatest song.
Very spicy.
I mean, well, maybe in my eyes, their greatest song. That's me
totally.
Being very selfish, but I think that's an incredible song.
Another song on the list, Screen Rant put together classic rock songs that have mind-blowing backstories. Now that
the smoke's gone. Oh, yes. To me, this song is timeless.
It is. And it's 30 years old this year.
No, it's not. It came out like 5 years ago. Filter, Hey Man, Nice Shot, which I think all of us were guilty at some point, because this is like soon after Kurt passed.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people just assumed that this song was about Kurt Cobain, and it's not.
It was actually my husband, Brad, who told me the real backstory to this song, because I didn't know. I assumed it was a Kurt Cobain suicide reference as well. But there was a Pennsylvania state treasurer who committed suicide during a press conference that was being televised.
Have you seen the... It's kind of haunting when now you realize that that's what that part is about.
Dark.
I've seen the video footage of that, and it's so abrupt and so quick, and it's haunting. I don't recommend anyone watching it, but it's like, I get why he probably saw that. He's like, you know, like any artist, you something happens and you're like, I need to turn this into like, I need to create, you know,
it's like a timestamp,
a song.
Yeah,
like you find inspiration from the craziest stuff. But man, it's funny that most people growing up around that time are like, oh, it's an ode to Kurt Cobain, which it's very, I mean, it's very tasteless if it was, like,
sure.
When you really think about it.
Screen Rant's list of classic rock songs that have mind-blowing backstories, here is another. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a mister who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she a fool, of course she knew what she was doing, and an old love was here to stay. What she told me to. Taken from a line from Young Frankenstein.
I did not know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It's fun to hear this song. I mean, I love the Run DMC Aerosmith version, but I always forget how great the original is. I actually found the clip of the Young Frankenstein scene that got the inspiration for the title of the song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you remember Young Frankenstein?
Of course.
It's a funny film. Gene Wilder.
Absolutely.
It's a scene where like there's like this like butler type guy, and he's trying to like take him somewhere, and they're going down some stairs, and then this happens.
Allow me, master.
Oh, thanks very much.
Walk this way. This way.
How weird is that that's what inspired the song?
Well, and apparently the original lyrics that Steven Tyler wrote, he lost those in a cab. And then he was like freaking out and had to try to rewrite them on the studio walls. And then they recorded the song.
Yeah. So I'm such a nerd for Aerosmith stories in the studio because there's always interesting stories. I can't remember. I think the song is Sweet Emotion. And you know in that song, Sweet Emotion, in the beginning, it's got like the sound of, sounds like a maraca or a shaker or eggs, you know, like the Apparently, they didn't have a maraca or eggs in the studio. And they're like, what are we going to do? Steven Tyler grabbed a sugar packet and they just jacked up the microphone. And apparently that opening is just him playing a sugar packet. And
that
now
is
I can't,
awesome.
Anytime I hear the song, I'm like, I instantly picture Steven Tyler holding a little sugar packet. Whenever I grab a sugar packet, I'm like, man, they had to turn that mic up real loud to make that happen.
It is Screen Rant's list of classic rock songs that have mind-blowing backstories. Here is another. Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror. I cannot live.
I cannot die. Trapped in myself. Body my only self. So, and I'm guessing it's because the music video is it's like a story about a wartime guy that like pretty much lost everything except for the ability to think.
Yes, Metallica's One. It was inspired by a novel and film called Johnny Got His Gun, yep. where the soldier is deaf, he's immobile, he can't see, but he can basically experience everything around him. So it's just an awful life. And it was the first metal song to ever win a Grammy.
And also the videos, like they use scenes from that movie. Oh. And it's just like, I remember the first time I watched that, you know, being a Metallica fan, I was like, oh, this is so awesome. We have a Metallica video because they never were making videos.
Yeah.
And then when the video was done, I'm like, I just need to just sit here and reflect on life. It's a heavy watch.
Even when they perform it live, it's like gives you the goosies and all that. It's pretty wild.
The goosies.
We have one more on the list of Screen Rant's classic rock songs with mind-blowing backstories.
Just two straight songs that are about people who are deaf.
Yes.
And blind.
Yes. From the rock opera Tommy, it's Pinball Wizard by The Who. And apparently there was a music critic that was, kind of talking about their rock opera and said it needed like a lighter moment. So they made Tommy into this pinball wizard. So it was a story about this guy that, you know, he couldn't see, he couldn't hear, but he was brilliant on the pinball.
I think we need a fun song. Okay, we'll write a fun song about a deaf, blind kid that plays pinball. That's amazing.
The Daily Mix Show.
One of Florida's finest, a person named Tyrone Alexander.
Is he really one of Florida's? You know what? Based on the story, he truly is. He should be on like the Mount Rushmore of Florida
people. Oh my gosh. He was convicted of wire fraud because he posed as a flight attendant between the years of 2018 and 2024. He booked over 120 free flights during that time. And this is the CBS News report on what he did.
Florida man booked more than 120 free flights by pretending to be a flight attendant.
First of all, what a great way to start the report. Once you say Florida man, if I'm just like playing on my phone, be like, let's see what happened.
Tell more.
Right.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Remember Catch Me If You Can?
Yes.
DiCaprio. So you can't be a pilot. You can't pretend to be a pilot, but you can pretend clearly to be a flight attendant. Authorities say that between 2018 and 2024.
I feel like the co-anchor is kind of mad at herself for never trying to do this. She's
right?
Like, this is brilliant.
It's pretty genius.
Tyrone Alexander falsely claimed to work for major airlines, including American Airlines, United, and Delta. They say the 35-year-old Florida man used fraudulent employee credentials. So, in other words, he had the employee numbers of flight attendants, and he was able to access websites only meant for flight attendants to book their flights, to book those free flights.
I'll be honest, I had a whole different story in my head. I was picturing him like wearing like a... like, you know, an Alaska Airlines shirt, name tag, and just kind of walking in and be like, hey, Sally, good to see you. I'm on this plane today. I thought that, I was like, that's brilliant. But this is even more like.
Oh, yeah. Hacking in, finding employee numbers. He's now facing up to 30 years in prison. That seems like a pretty hefty, you know, charge there.
Yeah, I think it's because he was stealing people's information. I think that's something where they probably have to, like, you know, we need to make an example of this guy. If he did the Steve Miggs version where he tried to pretend and maybe bought, like, at the Spirit Halloween store a flight attendant costume and try to walk on the plane, I think people would be like, you're a dope. Don't ever do it again, and you're just, we'll fine you.
Well, I know it maybe isn't something that was illegal on this level, Steve, but did you ever get anything for free, and how did you manage to pull it off? And I know you used to measure the pizzas to get free pizzas if they weren't, you know.
I used to get free parking.
How'd you get free parking?
When I worked at the end. I feel like I could get away. I could talk about it. I've talked about it. I feel like it's been many years, so I could get away with bringing this story up. I would, way back in the day, this shit ages me. There was once a time when you would park in a parking garage, and you didn't need, like, one of those cards. You actually could just, like, you add, like, a piece of paper on your rearview mirror. Mm. You know, like, nothing was digital at that time. So the employees that had parking passes for our company, every month they would put their parking pass in their mail bin. So I would, every month, because I'd be here before everybody else, grab somebody's parking pass. I wouldn't steal their parking pass. I would take it. I would make a color photocopy of it. And I would change like the number so I'm not stealing their number. I don't want to get them in trouble. And then I would cut it, make it look like it looks like theirs, and hang it from my rearview mirror.
Oh,
and
my
park for
gosh.
Free. I did this for about a year and a half. And then one of my co-hosts, I won't dime her out, but shout out to Jody. She's on, I'm kidding. She's like, what are you doing? And I told her, and she's like, can you make me one too? and we did this until they started doing digital parking. So, I mean, it went on forever, and it was awesome because parking in a park, it was like an extra $200-$300 a month.
So you never got caught.
No.
They just upgraded the system.
Yes. And I wasn't smart enough to figure out how I could make a digital, like, you know, card reader so I could get away with, like, you know, getting the electronic arm to go up. Because at the end of the day, you would do it. You could get into the parking garage, and then you would, there would be a parking lot attendant when you were leaving, and he would see the window, the rearview mirror pass, and then just hit a button and let you out. It was, and then, you know, they saw my face, so they never, for months, so they never once thought that these were forged.
No. You're a brilliant man, Steve.
I wouldn't go that far.
206-803-ROCK. We want to hear from you. What did you get for free, and how did you pull it off?
The Daily Mix Show.
What is something you got for free? Totally hooked up. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, someone on hold got something for free that you spend a lot of money on.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to talk to them in just a moment. But first, Chris from Smoky Point. What is something that you got for free?
So I got the tabs for my motorcycle for free for about 3 years. So I bought the motorcycle from a guy. He had wrecked it. So he gave me the title and everything, but I lost it, so I never could register it. So I went to the junkyard. I found a license plate that was on a motorcycle in the junkyard. And there was this guy that was on base. He was stationed down in California. Nobody liked him. He was one of those guys. He drove a BMW. He never used his turn signals.
That guy.
Well, he always thought he was better than everybody. He talked down to everybody. He was just not a nice person. So I took the registration sticker off his license plate. So, and because he was in the barracks next to me. So I just did that every time the sticker was coming up. And I don't know why he never, like, cut his license plate little tag. But, yeah, I did that for 3 straight years. Wait. And I never got any tickets, any tolls, nothing. And anytime a cop was behind me, they never looked at me twice because, one, it's a motorcycle, and if they would turn their lights on, I would just run, and they wouldn't be able to respect me.
See you, sucker.
Who's the more troublesome one, your friend? So did he ever complain about, hey, who's stealing my, like, did he ever say, did you ever overhear him talk about, hey, someone's stealing my license tags?
Nobody, he never brought it up. Nobody ever
That's
heard anything
so
about it. And it was just one of those things where he would just go down to the DMV, spend the $5 and get a new sticker for it. So.
Dude, I think about that sometimes when I'm like, whenever you get the new tabs and you put them on your car, I'm like, I feel like someone could just take this off of my car,
right?
No problem. I'm always like trying to really stick it on there, like just get it as solid of a adhesion as possible.
For sure. 206-803-ROCK. Josh from Port Orchard, what is something that you got for free?
I got some iced coffees for free.
Oh, tell me your ways. I'm going broke.
A rock band back in Menominee, Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and there's a gas station chain in the Midwest called Holiday Gas Station, and I was working at a telemarketing company, and the owner of the company had Customer Appreciation Day coming up, like, in the summertime, and he asked if our band could play, and I said, yeah, so he gave me free iced coffees every morning before work. Every time I went in there and he was working, I would get a free iced coffee. And
that's
then one,
awesome.
You know, eventually I moved out of town for work, and one day I'm heading back into town.
Oh, we're losing you, my man.
Oh, dang it. That would save you hundreds of dollars a year.
I don't want to do the math. It might even be $100 a month. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay, it's not that bad. But it's getting there.
Oh, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Tomas in Marysville, what's something you got for free?
So, for years and years growing up, my dad had
bootleg cable.
Wait, your dad stole cable?
Yeah, so we lived in very, very rural northern New Mexico, and, you know, there was lots of space. My dad had to dig into the property to do some work, and he stumbled across the connection lines for the cable out in the area. So he wound up just running a wire, hooked it up, got us free cable in the house for years. And eventually, every once in a while, they'd have to come out and do some work, and they figured that we had a connection. Well, they wouldn't dig out the wires. They would just disconnect it. So my dad would wait, like,
3 weeks or something until it would be all clear to go back and just reconnect it again.
Your dad's my spirit animal. That is amazing.
Wow. I now know who's stealing cable from my grandparents in northern New Mexico for years and years and years.
Dude, we did that. We used to do that in college. Like, they would give the dorm, like the suite in the dorm, cable, and then we figured out a way to run it through, like, the wall, and we gave all of us cable. It was, like, the coolest thing ever.
Just out there doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, right? We're just like, this guy's dad.
The Daily Migs Show.